Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Right, it's Monday, but it's all fine because it's nearly home time. Welcome back to Radio 1 Chappers.
Hello.
You right?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good, excellent.
We'll run through what you've missed in the last week in a minute or so.
Lots and lots.
Oh, we've done so much. How was the cricket, old boy?
It was... Why are you talking to me all posh?
Well...
The 2020 isn't posh, trust me. It was very good, thank you. Very, very good.
A little tan, have you?
Well, that's a combination of sun and tint and moisturiser.
Fabulous. Radio 1 Podcasts. What's up with you?
On the text screen in front of me, Dan in Peterborough says, how was your cricket session on Saturday, Scott?
Oh, that was in Peterborough.
What, you were playing cricket?
I was with the Hoff.
Right.
And we were going to play cricket, but our bus got lost and we were late, so we ended up just watching it. He put the pads on and was like, okay, I'm bored now, we gotta go. And that was it. This for a TV show.
I don't know what I find more astonishing about that. Probably that you're on a bus, because you never go on public transport.
It was his, like, Winnebago thing.
Oh, right, a private bus. Oh, that makes more sense. Hang on, why were you going to play cricket with the Hoff?
Because I am taking him round. You know, like, I went to America with him and lived with him for a few days?
Yeah.
I'm taking him around and showing him British things, because I do that all the time, play cricket.
Well, you can't stop me playing cricket, yeah.
No. So we went to Peterborough Town, cricket club.
Right.
And met some lovely people there.
Did you have to explain cricket to him?
No, they did that.
Oh, I was going to say.
We just watched and stuff.
I presume then they had to explain cricket to you.
The highlight was when the bus got lost and David went into somebody's house, this poor little old lady in a cul-de-sac somewhere in Peterborough, and went, excuse me, do you have a map? And then spent the next 5 minutes or so looking at this poor scared lady's map.
All right. With his pads on?
No, this before we got there.
Oh, right.
Also, someone's been on, Harry from Derby, saying...
Did he have a box?
Huh?
Did he have a box?
No, we were just watching from the sideline, whatever it's called.
No.
Why is this weird?
You are genuinely sitting. That wasn't an attempt at a joke, was it?
No. Oh, a box there.
Yeah, a box there.
Oh, right. I thought you meant a private box because he's the Hoff. No.
Were you going to...
I was going to, but sadly didn't have time for that.
You didn't share a box?
No.
Right.
I don't even know what you mean. Harry from Derby's been saying, your mate the Hoff was in my local newspaper this morning. That's because we went Morris dancing last night. And Joe on a tractor near Melton Mowbray says, Scott and the Hoff and pigs, explain, Mills. That's because we went to the Peterborough Agricultural Show on Saturday afternoon. It's been quite a weekend.
So you've played cricket, Morris danced... and been to an agricultural farm.
To look at some sheep and pigs and cows. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. All right, Chopper, so the things you've missed in the last week while you've been off.
Yeah.
The Duke Munn text has been on quite a lot.
Okay.
Like he always is, the one from Barry Island that puts Munn and Duke in. So we had Duke Munn Friday. You missed classics like this.
When we went camping up Snowdonia, we lived on Beans Munn for 2 weeks. Blodwyn took off Munn.
I know you like these, don't you?
Knockety knock. Who's there, Mun? How should I know? Answer the door, Mun Doot. I wet myself laughing, Mun.
That's loads.
Oh, dear.
Man in Barry dug a hole in the garden, Mun, and fell in it. Silly sausage, Mun.
So you missed some of those.
Yeah.
Also, do you know what this is?
No.
That...
You haven't done most Haunted again, have you?
That's Andy Murray.
That was Andy Murray?
Explain what happened.
I played tennis with him.
Right.
Guess who won?
Andy Murray?
Yeah. That's good. No, and I'm still disputing this one. It's good he has a special sensor thing on his Wii remote, so I lost.
Oh, it was only on the Wii, by the way. It wasn't on actual tennis.
He has a special sensor?
Yeah, so basically he could just stand there flicking his wrist and I was running about all over the place.
Right.
We instructed her with one thing, and that was not to hurt him.
Right, yeah.
So every time I went for a massive backhand, I kind of had to go, nope.
It sounds to
because
me like
then she'd be the most hated woman in Britain. Here's the warm-up.
Playing tennis against you might be my forte, so if I beat you, I'm a world-class tennis player. Ready?
Let's see.
Go.
It's it!
Yes! close to me, yes. Oh, no, this is still the warm-up, isn't it? Rubbish.
It didn't count.
I'm going to make noise, if that helps.
Where's he going?
It does help.
Oh, shot. I mean, look at your tits, she's all...
Yes!
I would never miss that in real life.
Oh, yeah. See, he missed that one, didn't he? And then Becky tried to put him off because he'd started to get quite good.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
No.
Oh, just tricking the book.
Please, no.
It's like when you get someone back to your house. Ooh, isn't it hot in here? And blatantly, you've just gone and turned the thermostat up. Same.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
What, you think Andy Murray deliberately turned up the thermostat to get Becky to take her top
no,
off?
No, other way around. We've got a new record. That's some of the stuff you missed.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
It's Glenn.
Glenn, where are you?
I'm in the car at the moment, driving home, but I live in Welling, in Kent.
Okay, how can I help?
Just wondering if you got your special chair for Chappers yet.
Oh, yeah.
What special chair?
We got you a chair.
Okay.
There was something we thought you would quite like on Becky's Classifieds last week.
Right.
Listen to this.
Saddle chair. £45, on air offer.
Now, I know it's 45 quid, but we thought, yeah, you're worth it.
Bought this for my husband, but selling, as he thinks the colour doesn't go with the rest of his office. Chair is red, office is cream. It's a rocking seat, ideal for people with lower back pain. More details here.
So we've got the advert here. Would you like to hear
about fine. It?
You know those chairs that we sit on in here? They hurt you a bit, don't they, sometimes? I know you're not keen.
What do you mean I'm not keen?
You do spend a whole time, like, wiggling around trying to make yourself comfortable. They're not the most comfy of chairs, are they?
Well, they're not that comfy. No, but no. I wasn't aware I wiggled that much on them.
Well, you do, and we know why. We just don't talk about it that often on air, do we? So what we have done is ordered you this.
Okay.
Here's the ad.
Anatomically designed seats fits to the pelvic and minimises the disturbance to the circulation. Bones carry the weight, not soft tissues.
It's just good for your, you know, for your posture and the way you sit.
Right.
It's basically like two bike saddles together with a big gap in the middle.
Well, that doesn't sound very comfortable at all.
It is, and here's why.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
See, there's like a little gap, which is ideal for you after what we talked about.
She said it was a big gap, you said it was a little gap.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
There we are. So, just
so what?
Like that.
What? So I have a cheek on either saddle and then hang loose in between?
Yeah, we're always saying about it, so we thought we'd get you one.
What do you mean grateful? I'm always saying about it?
Well, we don't talk about it on air, but I just...
Don't have to say now, but...
Don't have to say it. We can talk... Right, we can play Shine Down and we can talk more about it, but just be grateful.
thanks, I think.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
It's ideal for you, that is. Radio 1 Podcasts. You know this chair we've got you, Chopper?
Yeah.
There is one thing on the ad which we forgot to play you.
Right.
Which is quite important when it arrives. Okay, here it is.
Loose trousers are the best. Try without underwear. That is most comfortable.
There we are. So just a comfy tip.
You want me to sit here every day with naked from the waist down?
I just want you to be comfortable.
It doesn't say that, Mark.
It does say that.
It
doesn't say that.
Loose trousers are the best.
Yes.
Here we are.
It says loose trousers.
Loose trousers are the best.
All I heard is the no underwear bit.
Loose trousers are the best.
It sounds like he's saying loose trousers are the best.
Yeah, lose your trousers. No underwear.
Loose trousers are the best. Try without underwear. That is most comfortable.
Do you want to do that then?
If both of you just wanted me to sit here tackle out, you just had to...
God!
You brought this up.
Well, no, it was a private conversation that we all three of us had off air about the uncomfortable chair that you have in the studio.
I don't remember this.
And then we were nice while you were away and we thought we'd get you one of these and splash out 45 actual pounds on a chair to make you more comfortable.
Thanks.
Podcast. So I was at the agricultural show, East of England, with the Hoff on Saturday. I got some great pictures of him just looking a bit nonplussed, really.
You sent me a nice one of you shearing some sheep, didn't you?
Hmm. And him just standing by, yeah, wanting to go.
He gets bored quite easily, doesn't he?
Really easily. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm bored now. Let's go. Let's do something else. I'd also like to say to the team at Armageddon, where we did the paintballing with tanks.
Armageddon?
That's their name.
Right.
They're in Leicester, not Peterborough. Phil's been on. And he says, I was a better driver of the tank than the Hoff.
Right, well.
Yeah.
There's a compliment.
Now, we had to... This is what I did at the weekend. We had to judge the pig parade.
How do you judge that?
Well...
What are you looking for in a pig parade?
That's my question. Now, I'm the sheeper one here. Hello to all farmers listening. A lot of people listen. They were telling me on their tractors to this show. But I just don't understand how you judge a pig contest. First of all, me and the Hoff had to walk around, kind of herding the pigs, with a walking stick in one hand and a board in the other hand so they don't kind of run off anywhere. And then my pig peed on the head of the Hoff's pig. Not just a little pee, a massive kind of gush of pee, which I was quite pleased with.
What do you mean your pig?
Because we had a pig each, which we were herding. Keep up.
You can't judge a competition if you've got pigs in the competition, because surely you're just going to choose your ones to win.
No, they were going to ask us to judge it, and then we said we don't know anything about how to judge it, so we got to herd them instead. But I'm just asking, if you are judging a pig contest, how do you do it? Because it's not a beauty contest, is it?
Well, I'd said pick the best-looking one.
Well, it's not, because I said, what do? Do I look
the
for looks?
The fattest one?
Not the fattest one either.
Have I walked back into a different show after a week off? What? Are you now the new presenter of Farming Today or something? What?
There is a bit of an agricultural edge, I have to say, after the weekend. I just wanted to know how you judge a pig competition.
Well,
because it's not talent, and it's not beauty, is it?
I was going to do that joke about 5 minutes ago, and I thought, no, that's very rude.
Did you just do a Chappers and Dave World Tour joke about a pig parade? Yeah. Brilliant. It's 5:12 on Radio 1. All the farmers will be on now, but generally, I don't know how to do it, which is why I pulled out of the pig parade judging contest.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, you know, we do like to hear about flight attendants that have got something to say more than the normal, don't we?
You do, yeah.
Ali and John have been on from Devizes. Thanks for sending this in. They didn't go on this flight. They just found this clip. Now, do you like your flight attendants when you're on a plane to be quite serious?
Yes, do the job.
See, if they're too serious, it scares me.
Really?
Because I watch far too much Air Crash Investigation.
I want them to be serious.
I like them to have a little bit of a... Like, on some of them, they have a little bit of a joke, don't they? And that kind of makes me feel a bit calmer about the whole thing. How do you like yours?
I just like mine to look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nice clothes and nice makeup and nice hair.
Well, as if they've made an effort.
Yeah. Mm. I don't really listen to what they're saying. If they look nice when they come around with the drinks, that's all right.
Now, this one is from Southwest in America, not the one that flies to Cornwall in the UK. Right. And
good airline knowledge.
Thanks. They have propeller planes.
Right.
Go from City Airport in London and Gatwick.
Right.
Yeah, so the Plymouth and Newquay. Anyway, if you got on this plane... I think you'd be worried, Chopper. Okay. Listen.
We do have seatbelts. They're not as dangerous as they look. They should be worn like J-Lo's pants, low and tight across the hips at any time you are seated.
Not as dangerous as they look, the seatbelts.
But in case of a water evacuation, we have hidden under each and every seat of this plane a beautiful yellow life vest. Please only remove that vest when told to do so. To remove it, pull down on the red tab on the container under your seat. Open the container, take out the pouch, take out the vest, put it over your head. Already you look beautifully fashionable. However, to extenuate your waist, wrap that black strap around and buckle it in front. Once outside the aircraft, inflate the vest by blowing into the tube at your shoulder or pulling down at the tab in front.
See, when you are about to brace, looking fashionable is the key.
Did you say something about J-Lo's pants in the first one?
Yeah.
Your seatbelt.
Mm.
Andrea and Barbara are coming through the cabin now to check that your seatbelts are fastened, your shoes match your outfit. Your seat backs and tray tables are raised to their most uncomfortable full upright locked position. All your carry-on items are stuffed, crammed, shoved, pushed, smushed all the way under the seat in front of you, leaving the area around your feet clear.
See, this would put me in a good mood if I went on the plane.
Just wind me up.
No, I like it. Your shoes match your outfit.
This is, again, a non-whining, non-complaining, non-smoking flight.
Shut up.
Although we never anticipate a change in cabin pressure, should one occur, for beautiful golden, I can't believe it's not buttercup look-alike design, our oxygen masks will magically appear from secret hidden compartments above your head. When that happens, immediately stop screaming, let go of your neighbor. Pull down one of those masks until the plastic tubing is fully extended. Insert a quarter for every minute of oxygen.
He is amazing.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now, our guessing game quiz returns. Let me know how you do, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky had to play by herself last week, so it's good that you're back.
Did she win?
I was going to take a different angle on it and go, I won last week, it was amazing.
Here's your first situation on today's Oh.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Basement Jacks?
Yeah.
Felix and Simon. Mm. Really nice lads, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember at the big weekend when they were on Becky Cam, on the webcam that we had backstage, and they were just sat at the computer talking to their fans, and Sarah Cox wanders in and goes, oh no, is it all broken? She thought that they were the IT engineers. Because, I've got to be honest, they don't really look or sound like pop stars, do they? I'm not saying they look like IT people either. I'm just saying they don't necessarily look like, you know...
What do IT, people, what do IT people look like?
That doesn't matter right now.
Okay.
They're really nice, though. My question to you, though... Do you think Basement Jacks are up on their knowledge of Jacks?
What?
Question. We asked Basement Jacks to name as many famous Jacks as they could in 30 seconds... How many do they get?
Six.
Chappers.
Three.
No, sorry. Yeah, six Chappers. Oh, Becky,
see, your quizmaster has improved over the week.
The Hoff had to keep the score one day last week.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yes, he did.
God, I bet that just descended into farce. Hang on. So the Hoff was here last week.
Yeah, he played one of the days, yeah.
But and kept the score.
Yes.
No, he did not.
He did. He was writing them down because you kept forgetting to count.
Comes to something if you need the Hoff to keep you on the straight and narrow. You really are in trouble.
Becky, what's your answer?
I said three.
All right.
Blimey.
Stop interrupting me. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
His Basement Jacks with their knowledge of Jacks. In 30 seconds, name as many famous Jacks as you can. Go.
It's famous Jacks. Oh, Jack.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack White.
Jack up your car. Jack. Oh, Jack White. Oh, yeah. Jack Lemon. Jack...
Can I have the Jermaine Jacksons, Janet Jackson, or not?
Jack Jones.
Count?
Jack Jones.
Jack Black. Yeah, no. Jack White. Oh, we're done, Jack
White.
Jack
Brown.
Jack Green. Dracula. Jack's quite...
Jack Nicklaus. Yeah. Jack Straw.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Eight, I got...
Hey?
Didn't they say eight?
No.
You can't count Jack in the Box and Jack up your car.
Why not?
You can't.
They're not famous.
You can't count Jack Red or Jack Cream either. After they said Jack White and Jack Black.
Jack in the Box is very famous.
No.
And what's he famous for?
I don't know why you're arguing. You said six, and the answer was six. Yeah. So shut up.
Oh, what's the kid?
Don't be arguing when you've won.
No, just put the test, right? Jack, how famous Jack in the Box is. What do you know more, Jack in the Box or Jack Nicklaus?
He's off of golf.
I don't know either of them.
He now thinks Jack in the Box is a famous golfer.
Is that a golfer, Jack in the Box?
Yes. Yeah. Very good, he is.
Next one. You know Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Are you watching it at the moment?
Yeah.
You know Molly?
Yes.
Doing a fun run, wasn't she?
She was doing a fun run, yeah. With very few people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, randomly, on Friday, she did mention quite a lot of body parts, I noticed, on Friday's episodes of Coronation Street.
Did she?
How many body parts did Molly, off of fun running, mention?
Oh. Seven.
Baclar?
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Molly off Corey.
All them rippling muscles, dreamy brown eyes. Ugh. Give me a dopey mechanic with airy back any day of the week.
done? You're in good nick? Fit? Good bod? Water off a fun runner's back. Felt like nominating you for Tulsa of the Week in Eat magazine.
Shut up.
And if I wasn't doing this, I'd only be sat on my backside watching an old film. What happens if I'm plugged on my backside after the first half mile?
Yeah, I definitely want a photo of that.
And I come ninth if that woman in the monkey costume might have dug me in the ribs. Did you see her? She was all elbow. Blooming cheek. Don't start telling me you can read minds. He feels like he's got to tiptoe around you. Why should he? Sorry, was there another pig-headed cranky killjoy in the room?
Tiptoe, can we have that?
And the flaming cheek of it, and you're counting that, and you wouldn't count
cheek
Jack in the box.
That's fine.
Also, so he still won. Why am I saying that he got that? I
mean, yeah, he won. Oh. It was 14, so you got 2 points.
Excellent. Is what, that the one that 2 points for one answer?
No, two so far right. In the quiz. Don't confuse me with the scoring. Don't do it. Why is she trying to get it on with Kevin at the moment?
I know, that's it's
not
wrong, isn't it?
Really unfortunate.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. Do you have any superstitions, Chopper?
No,
I don't really.
Yeah,
I bet you do.
I do.
Yeah, go
I
on.
Won't wear my hair in plaits because I think that sometime during the next week I might be sick.
Hang on a second. Stop
or
the music.
Someone else might be sick around me.
If you wear your hair in plaits.
Yeah, no, I won't plait my hair.
Somebody will be sick.
Yeah.
Why?
Where have you got that
I
one
don't
from?
Know. Maybe I had my hair in a plait once and someone was sick, but I just won't do it now.
Oh my God, you're weird.
I put my shirt on last when I play football.
Why?
I don't know, I just do.
Alright.
He gets a better mark on the sheet from the referee.
Okay, well that's fine, but why would you expect someone to be sick because your hair's in plaits?
I don't know. Weird. Superstitions aren't meant to be logical, are they?
Well, that was just ridiculous.
I doubt they'll get any more logical when we go onto Stupid Street. We asked them what their superstitions were earlier today. What do you think the most common answer was?
Superstitions?
Yeah.
They don't walk under ladders.
Ladders is a good one. Becky?
Step on the cracks in the pavement.
Is also good and very popular. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gemma, who works on the show, on Stupid Street, finding out their superstitions.
Do you have any superstitions?
My grandma's always told me not to wash my hair on a Tuesday and a Thursday for some reason, so I don't do that because I just, you know, follow the age-old tradition.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Every time before I go on to do a stage show, I clean my ears, just because spiritually it's nice to be, you know, cleansed when you walk on that space.
Isn't that just having a wash though?
No, most people don't do it.
When I'm daydreaming in class, if I don't twiddle my hair, then the information from the teacher doesn't get through into my brain.
I never walk over 3 grids, which is a bit of a stupid superstition, although somebody told me once that if you stand on a single grid after walking over 3 grids and say rabbit, it erases the curse, so I actually do that.
Rabbits.
When I'm walking, if like one foot goes on a crack, then the other one has to straight after.
Is that like that rhyme, step on a crack, fall and break your back? Is that where that came from?
No, I've never heard that rhyme before.
Oh, sorry, have I just made you feel aware?
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions?
My friends kind of pushed it into me that I should never walk on 3 drains.
Should we try and cure your fear now?
If anything bad happens to me, I'm coming to find
you.
You're
shaking a little bit. There you go,
doing
you've
okay.
Done it. And nothing bad happened.
Not yet.
Crap.
Do you have any superstition?
New shoes on the table. I don't like when you put new shoes on the table.
So if you go out and buy yourself a pair of new shoes,
don't put them on the table.
Where do you put them?
On the floor.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever put some shoes on the table?
Yeah.
And what's happened?
Nothing.
Has Gemma moved on to Stupid Street?
I like this girl.
When I'm daydreaming in class, if I don't twiddle my hair, then the information from the teacher doesn't get through into my brain.
See, that's why people twiddle their hair. I always wonder that
in
assembly.
You can't. You can't.
I could twiddle a bit.
No, I mean, it's chemically straightened. I find it harder to... I don't understand the man and the grid. That really confused me.
Also, you know this bloke?
Every time before I go on to do a stage show, I clean my ears. Just because spiritually it's nice to be, you know, cleansed when you walk on that space.
Isn't that just having a wash, though?
Right. Him?
Yeah.
Guess what he's in?
Have you got some kind of proof? Because I don't think I believe you. He's just getting out a bit of paper. It's green. I'm going to have a look. Oh, my God.
He's in Spooks.
Spooks?
Yes.
What, oh, my God.
Yes, he's in Spooks. Listen to this.
This is actually true. So you're going to play a terrorist?
Yeah. Terrorist number three.
See, Scott Mills, he has been in things like Casualty and Hollyoaks and stuff like that, had a few lines. What do you think about getting him a part in Spooks? Even like just a walk-on part?
Not really sure, really. I think he made quite a good homeless person. Maybe.
Yes. Is that seriously?
Well, I'll find out if you let me know.
Can
your
I give
details.
You my details?
Yeah.
He would absolutely love it. Okay.
Oh, thanks, Gems, for that.
Do you send Gemma out onto the streets pimping you out?
No, it's just coincidence that she met Terrorist 3 or wherever he is.
Terrorist number 3 in Spooks.
Yeah.
And then he said that you can look like a homeless person.
Yeah. Well, I'll do whatever in Spooks, to be honest.
Do you think Terrorist number 3 in Spooks has the same influence as Henry Penry Jones?
Probably not.
No.
But thanks anyway for trying, Gemma. The answer was kind of stepping on drains and stuff, so I'll let you have that one, Becky.
Thank you.
But Chappers still wins to...
How does that work?
Oh, that's fine. Chappers still wins today's Oh, What's the Carry? Let me know how you did on 811-99.
Oh! Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right. Scott Mills, the musical news. We've got some new songs, which you lot have been sending in over the weekend. Thanks for these. Our friends Craig and Takesha have been back on. Now, they've written quite a few songs already. They wrote the one that goes, "Go, Becky, go, Becky, go, Becky, go," and others. They wrote the, one they want to be the opening song as well for the musical. This is happening. You can follow our progress on Twitter. The musical is being written right now. The songs are being composed, darling. You can follow us at Mills the Musical on Twitter. Go on. We need some more followers. What does Chris Moyles do? Does he beg people, doesn't he, to be his friend and stuff?
Quite embarrassing, yeah.
I'm not begging you. I'm not going to beg. But I'd like you to follow us on Twitter and then you can see what's happening.
Well, that is kind of begging.
With the musical. Just go Mills the Musical on Twitter.com. I'm just asking, not begging.
He says please with loads of E's in it.
No, I'm just saying if you want to, that'd be great. Because things are getting very exciting now. We had an amazing meeting earlier.
Were you there?
Yes.
You sure?
Turned up a few minutes late, but I was there. And, oh man, we've got some exciting stuff to tell you about the musical later this week. Anyway, back to Craig and Takesha. This is a love story, this song, that they're proposing for the musical. You'll be pleased to know we don't end up in bed together on this particular
good.
One.
And I'm not posh, hopefully.
But I do end up in bed with Zoe Salmon off Blue Peter. Then I start going out with her. You get jealous.
Have you dumped me for Zoe Salmon?
Yeah.
Right.
You get jealous because I'm going out with Zoe, the salmon. And this song is called Who Loves Who. Thanks for this, boys.
What's I can't believe... I think Takesha's a girl.
Oh, is it?
Oh, smooth, Scott. Smooth.
Thanks, boys and girl. Here it is.
I can't believe that you are here with me. I never saw it before, but I'm your destiny.
Like a fairy tale.
That's probably her.
From long ago, you heard my heart's call. Though not at first, but it kept on calling you. Hear now, as I hold you close in my arms tonight, you'll be mine.
Oi, Scott Mills, hold it right there. I cannot let this happen.
It's you.
You didn't even know her name was Zoe Salmon. I love her more than you, so she should be my woman.
Oi, this is my love scene. On guard, chappers.
All right then.
Gentlemen, please, there's really no need for division. Just leave it up to me to make the right decision.
Are we having a sword fight?
I thought it's a... I would hope not.
Stop fighting, please. Just put those spoons back in the kitchen.
I think we are.
We're playing the spoons.
Love her.
Stupid street. What are you doing with your finger? Come here. Get off me.
No, you always stop everything like a little kid.
I have to say, his impression of you is coming along.
Do you think? I thought that was worse than the last one that he did.
I think it's good. One who doesn't speak is now thinking, okay, I'm going to put a sword fight in the musical. See, it changes all the time. Screw up the piece of paper and start again. Any more ideas? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's going to be on in August at the Edinburgh Festival. Follow us on Twitter.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy. So happy. Isabel Davis has been on. And she has just sent me some pictures and a link to a magazine that I've just appeared in. It's not Heat.
What is it?
It's not Now.
Is it Love It?
It's not Love It. It's not Take a Break.
Right.
Farmers Weekly.
Farmers Weekly?
Yeah. Because me and the Hoff went to the East of England show at the weekend to do agricultural things.
Judge some pigs.
Yeah. And cows. God, I'm not being funny, farmers, but once you've seen one cow, you've kind of seen them all, haven't you? Anyway, the Hoff was interested. And, we're in Farmers Weekly this week, which is very exciting for me. Thank you very much, Isabel, for bringing that to my attention.
Once you've seen one cow, you've seen them all?
I think so.
In a pig judging competition?
No, there was cows as well.
Surely you could tell the difference.
No, there was all sorts. It was massive, right. This show. Sheep, cows, pigs, they were all there. Yeah. The Hoff actually looks more interested than I am, with the sheep and stuff, I think. And also, we have been doing some pictures just now for some publicity for Scott Mills the Musical. I did an interview last week for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe magazine, and they wanted a picture to go with it.
So I've posted the official one that you wanted me to post on my Twitter.
Is it this
but
one?
But now the one that doesn't speak's got some amazing ones, which the outtakes, which we're going to have to put
one?
That's the official one's quite Zoolander.
What? How would you describe that one?
That one's just...
That's a stupid face.
Yeah.
That looks like...
We can't use that one. Can we delete that?
No, those need to go on the Mills the Musical official. Twitter.
They do not need to go on Mills the Musical Twitter.
I think they might have accidentally just gone on there.
No, don't put that on.
You look great on...
Someone look.
Show me.
These have got to go up.
No. I really can't... We can't have that one either.
No?
No. Just put the blue steel
Jazz
one
up. Jazz hands is fine.
Yeah.
I'm not. Oh, no, not so stereotypical.
What?
Just put the Zoolander one on, yeah? Is that on Twitter now?
Yeah.
On your Twitter or on Mills the Musical?
It'll be on one or the other. Right, I'm going to put
that
one.
Do not put that one on.
I'm in charge of them.
Can't put that on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.